experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, broadcasting live from the dog park at Joey's Pet Outfitters in Williamston. And Rick, we have with us as our guest, Derek Druschel, who is the owner of Joey's Pet Outfitters. Welcome to the show, Derek.
Thanks, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for having us out to your beautiful abode. This place is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
Derek, how big is the dog area that's back here approximately?
I think the park itself is probably about 7 to 8 acres, maybe 7.5. The pond itself is about an acre.
Okay.
The entire property, when you include the store and everything, is maybe 9 or 10. So I think we've given about seven to eight to the parks.
Okay. So when the dogs are out there, they're going to have plenty of space to run around.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the goal. You know, obviously, as you see, it's kind of like an L shape. So you got plenty of room where you can kind of just be over in the grass if you don't want to if you don't want your dog to swim, you know, in the summer days. But if you want to come over into the weeds and into the water and in the sand, you can do that too. So.
Yeah, there is basically every kind of terrain that you pretty much want to imagine out there, which is good because different breeds obviously like to play in different settings. So you pretty much do have everything for everybody. Derek, what gave you the idea? How did this brainchild evolve for you to take this beautiful land that you had and turn it into the Joey's Pet Outfitters Dog Park?
I guess it wasn't always so beautiful. It took a lot of rototilling with a tractor and a wonderful attachment that we were able to rent a few times and run through here and till it up, plant some grass. We had the guys at Dragline Works, little plug for Dennis Marshall and the Dragline Works guys, dig our pond. I think it's just, you know, when we got this place, I mean, you know, primarily we're working on the store and everything, but the property included all this land, and it's like, what do we do with it, you know? And I thought it was just a way to bring people out here and to, I guess we always, you know, and we named a store after our dog, and it's all about the experience with our dog, and we always took our dogs to open areas and let them off leash and let them swim. Why not let everybody else do that, you know?
Yeah.
So. You know, this is how we did it.
Well, you did a great job. Now, I realize you've been open for quite a few years. How long has it been?
This will be 6 years in November.
Okay.
November 1st was our opening day, quiet opening. I think we did a grand opening about a month later.
Okay.
That would have been 05, right? So.
It looks here like I feel like I'm on a runway into nature. Yeah, we got one dog after another walking on by. You really got to come out to see this to really appreciate it. We got a beautiful Boston Terrier that's taking a little treat and working his way forward.
Yeah.
Nice little golden lab. This must be an exciting day for you.
Yeah, it's fun to see, and you know, I think it's going to evolve a little bit here. Like, you know, right now these folks are coming in kind of our back gate, really, for the park. It's right behind the store, but the true entry for the park is on the other end.
Oh, okay.
We actually have a double gate over there, so you know, you enter, you close the gate behind you, then you go in, you know, you take your leash off your dog right there. You know, prevents maybe a dog that's inside already and off leash from bolting right through. But right now they're coming through our we've kind of sectioned off, as you see, where we're sitting is kind of a training area, a place where we can do some smaller group stuff. If we want to create a small dog area, for a little place, just to, you know, maybe on a day where we got a lot of dogs out here and there's a few that just aren't getting along, maybe they can come and have some fun here in a separate section.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was talking to Tanya, and one of the things that she's focusing on is make sure at least when they graduate to the big field, they understand a bit about being part of a pack. Can you comment a little bit about that? Maybe Tanya can talk a little more later, but
certainly you can't just let a dog off its leash and just let it run loose. If a dog hasn't grown up and been socialized properly, you know, you're asking for trouble. You know, certainly Tanya is an expert with that. I think the more people that understand, you know, how their dogs should behave in a park environment, the more fun it gets. I mean, I've seen dogs, you know, not to brag about our own dog, but Joey, the namesake of the store. I think part of why we have done so much with this place and everything is because of how proud we are of Joey. she breaks fights up. She goes in, she polices things and says, hey, cool down, you know, and she'll see things stir up, and she goes, you know, you guys ever watch The Dog Whisperer, and you watch Cesar Millan and his old pit bull Daddy, and now Junior, he brings them into situations, and they would calm other dogs down and work to, you know, the good dogs were bringing balance to the other dogs, and so the more dogs that you have with balance, you know, the better it gets.
Well, and that's one of the really great things about the park that you've set up and the way that you've set it up, where people will come in and pay for a monthly membership. And what happens, in my experience, because I've spent a lot of time in dog parks, Derek, as we've talked about, a lot of times what happens is a regular group of people who are members will show up, they become friends, their dogs tend to become friends. Yeah. And new packs really begin to form, and they kind of set the rules for what goes on in the dog park. And as you said, they help really regulate the environment, and it becomes a place that people look forward to for getting together with their friends and their dogs and their dog friends.
Yeah, you know, I see it even with just kind of makeshift parks, places where there might be a fence and it's not really a dog park yet, and, you know, but before the township comes in and says, you can't do that, you know, I've seen people get together and make great friends. It's not even a big, huge park setting like this. It's just 10 or 12 people that become pretty close because they get together all the time, every day.
Right. And one of the best things about this, Derek, and it's funny because I don't know if you thought about it. I'm sure that you did, knowing you. You're a good businessman, and you think about...
Not go that far.
Well, no, you're a thoughtful guy, and one of the things that's great is sometimes you go to the dog park, and you get there and you realize, darn it, I forgot the dog's frisbee, or I forgot the dog's toys that I wanted to play with them with at the dog park. And that is not an issue for you because you've got a store with just unbelievable products. And it looks like my Aussies have arrived, so there's more trouble that's on its way. But that's one of the great things about the dog park, is they can go in back and in the meantime get some great gifts and some great toys to play with, and then go out in the park and play with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we set that trap up on purpose for sure. I mean, you know, if you come out here without a toy, sorry, I'm going to go inside and buy one.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's the way it goes.
Right.
I think we got about a dozen dogs out here already, and it's only been open for about 15 minutes. What you're doing here is great, and the water, they've already made it a water park maybe four times over.
Yeah, I'm seeing a few chasing games.
Yeah, we got a Great Dane chasing a Labrador. We got a beautiful white German Shepherd that's just as regal as ever, and about as fast as any of them out there. So it looks like it's a lot of fun, and the people are having fun, and it's just an enjoyable time.
Yeah, we have quite the mix of dogs out here.
Well, and again, that's what makes it so intriguing, is you'll come out there and you'll see a variety of behaviors and a variety of different types of breeds of dog, and that's how you can really learn about what it is that you like about certain dogs and what you don't like. Frankly, that's how I learned about certain dogs that I got to tell you I would be fearful of owning based on what I've seen them have to do in the dog park. And that's the thing. It's all part of the education of knowing what dogs require and how to keep them behaving the way you want them to.
Yeah, you do things correctly, though, and you know, you can make any breed what you want it, and you get to see that any dog becomes what you want, what you work correctly to let it become. And the way Tanya works with dogs here and stuff, and the training things that we're going to do, hopefully to make sure that just about every dog comes through here, we'd like them to either, you know, have already done some, had some experience, or work with Tanya, and they'll come out here no matter what breed. You can adopt any dog you want, rescue any dog you want, and they'll be wonderful. So.
Right. Well, and again, that's the important part of how this whole thing is set up, to get people out here spending time with their dogs. And frankly, the good thing as a human being is you too can get a little bit of exercise and feel pretty good about what you're doing. So it's not just the dogs that have a good time out there. It's you as a human being as well. You get to enjoy nature and walk around a little bit. And that's a positive positive part of the whole thing as well.
We have a fun policy here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Derek, in terms of the dog park, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what are some of the rules of the dog park? How much does it cost? When does it open? What days of the week? All of those types of details.
Got to say hi to Moose out here too. Moose is on his way in. Great dog. One of the calmest puppies I've ever known. He's getting big now. So there's Moose.
It was kind of nice.
Moses.
Moses.
There you go. But pricing is going to be $19.99 for a single dog, $29.99 for two, $34.99 for three, and we're going to limit you to three dogs at a time.
Okay.
And then, you know, we've got some preliminary rules set up and everything. This month, we're going to make it free. It's going to be free for the first month.
Okay.
You know, just for the remainder of August here, just let people kind of come and experience it. We don't have the electronic gating up yet and everything. We have, you know, people certainly have to understand that we're still, you know, batting down the hatches here and getting things set up. But, you know, I think the pricing will be very, very, very affordable for people. They're very easy, especially if you have a pack of dogs where you get a nice discount. And, once we get the gate up, it'd be pretty simple.
What about hours of operation?
We're debating right now between, it depends, this is again, it depends on whether or not we want to let it go unsupervised at times or if we want to have it supervised all the time. If we're going to do all the time supervision, then we'll have it during store hours and then maybe later toward sunset in the summer. And then if not, we probably just generally do a sunrise to sunset. The one stipulation, major stipulation, would be like thunderstorms, lightning, definitely closed.
Okay.
So
right.
If you have a threat of thunderstorms or lightning, you probably don't want to make the trip.
Right. And for somebody that's thinking about bringing their dogs out, so a few simple ideas as to what's going to be an acceptable dog that you can go into the park with and what isn't?
Well, I mean, any dog that is naturally social with both people and dogs, as long as, you know, you've introduced your dog to a number of humans and a number of other dogs, and you've seen no issues with territorial behavior, dominance, and also you don't want to have a fearful or insecure dog. That can actually be the most dangerous thing because it will set off other dogs that want to eliminate the fearful dog from the pack, that want to pick on them, and also the fearful and insecure dog can act out.
We're broadcasting live from the dog park behind Joey's Pet Outfitters in Williamston, and Derek, it's absolutely hysterical. As predicted, my dog just took a huge header into the pond and was swimming around out there. As I predicted, he absolutely loves the water, loves to swim, and to have that opportunity, he is very happy. Derek, in terms of the overall setting of the dog park, when people aren't sure about the etiquette and what have you, will you be going over with them just kind of the ground rules when they sign up to help them understand? Because one of the great things that you guys offer, and we'll talk with Tanya about it after the break, is the fact that you guys sell the e-collars and train people how to use them properly. Because the one thing I've always advocated is in a dog park setting, that is an invaluable tool to be able to use because it allows the dogs to run around off leash, but you still have a measure of control over a situation that might occur very rapidly.
Yeah, once we're actually good to go with subscriptions and we're not just letting people kind of check it out this August, we're certainly going to have people, as they come in, they're going to have to sign an agreement. You know, we have to understand that every dog that's coming is immunized, parasite-free, all those things. We're going to want to evaluate each dog, just kind of give a short evaluation and see that, you know, how they're doing. We have a professional trainer to do that, fortunately. Certainly we have the e-collars, we have the tools that can help you keep them under control. You know, an e-collar in a lot of ways is like a leash when you're not right next to the dog. And of course, Tanya will explain how, you know, she has a brand new way to teach, to train on e-collars. It's completely different than e-collars have ever been used, really, and it's only about a 5 to 10 year old deal.
Wow.
You know, very new, and unless you include the time that the actual originators of the training, I mean, it's only been around 15 years even with that.
Wow.
So it's very, very new.
Phenomenal, because again, that's just such an important part of making the dog park experience a positive one. You've got to make sure that the dogs all know what's good play, and you can't overreact, because dogs play roughly sometimes, maybe rougher than we might like, but at the same time, when it does go beyond that point, you have to have that level of control, and I know that you guys have the training capability to teach people. And that's where we're going to go with the show. After the break, we're going to talk with renowned trainer right here at Joey's Pet Outfitters, Tanya Johnson, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, broadcasting live from this beautiful setting out here on Grand River, just west of downtown Williamston. The Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.